You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTRradio.com. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving and enjoying listening to our show and following us on Swish Appeal.
This year, with the help of Youth Advocate Program that's located in Atlantic City, New Jersey, Project WOW, you have selected a family in Atlantic City, New Jersey. This is a single mother of five, three boys and two girls. And, you know, the mother's a recovering addict, and she would like nothing more than to give her children a nice Christmas. Although she doesn't have the means to do so, these children are very appreciative of everything that they have. Any type of trip that they go on, you know, they're always thankful for it, always write, you know, thank you letters to the people who are involved in their well-being. Aside from that, they're really good students, you know, and that to me is just wonderful. It just goes to show that they don't use their hardship, you know, as a crutch, but they use it as a torch to prevail in life. And these are the type of people that, you know, I don't mind helping, and I really want to just show them that regardless of your hardship, you're able, you know, to experience great things in your life as long as you, you know, work extremely hard. And it's also a reinforcement factor, a positive reinforcement, to let them know that although you may not have as much as the next person, but if you continue to work hard and believe, then there's no reason for your dreams to not be able to come true. My Atlantic City, New Jersey liaison, stop by and, you know, meet with people who know the children, who are very aware of their wants as well as their needs. So we've created a list of not only their Christmas items, but the items which are very, very important that they don't have in terms of the winter cold, hat, scarves, gloves, sweaters, long sleeve T-shirts, socks, undershirts, thermals, jeans, and things of that nature. I know that, you know, with the economy, times are extremely hard. So I think that, you know, just being able to donate things, like if you have children between the ages of 7 and 15, if you have children who have clothes that they don't need or they don't wear, you know, that are in good condition, that goes a long way as well. I know that, you know, people don't always have, you know, the means of monetary support, but just being able to donate, you know, things such as clothes, that would be great too.